Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, September 7th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The White House clarifying Joe Biden's comments on the Pittsburgh synagogue. The president's approval rating plummets. Violent chaos sweeps Chicago over the Labor Day weekend. Californians now paying the highest gas prices ever. Also ahead, with all the suffering we are experiencing in America, how will that play out for Joe Biden? But first, the White House now admitting Mr. Biden never visited a Jewish temple after a gunman killed 11 worshipers in 2018. Last week, the president said, quote, "I remember spending time at the, you know, going to the, you know, the Tree of Life synagogue. It's just amazing these things are happening in America," unquote. But today, a spokesperson says the statement was not true, that the president never physically went to the temple near Pittsburgh, but spoke with a rabbi on the phone. This is yet another example of President Biden not being in control of himself. Facing a barrage of bipartisan criticism over inflation, Afghanistan, gas prices, and COVID, Mr. Biden's poll numbers are dropping. The president's approval now stands at 45%, according to the polling. Just two predecessors had lower ratings at this point. Donald Trump at 37% amid the media's Russian collusion allegations, and Gerald Ford at 36% following Richard Nixon's resignation. At least 63 people shot four fatally across Chicago since Friday evening. The victims include seven children. Homicides in the Windy City up 22% compared to last year. More than 1,000 people have been injured by gunfire this summer alone. Residents hoping to get rid of Mayor Lightfoot will have to wait. There is no recall process in the city of Chicago. Motorists in California now paying record-high gas prices. A gallon costs $4.39 on average, the most for Labor Day ever. The national average, $3.20, up 45% compared to last summer. A combination of factors pushing gas prices higher, but the big one is President Biden's war on fossil fuels. In a moment, more on the president. We'll be right back. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, the Biden circumstance. Unintended consequences often lead to crushing reality. When we do something that doesn't work out, job, marriage, investment, there is usually hell to pay, as the cliche goes. That's where President Biden finds himself on Afghanistan. The botched U.S. withdrawal will haunt him the rest of his days and will hurt America in a variety of ways. It doesn't matter what Jen Psaki, the Minister of Propaganda, or the corrupt corporate media put forth. The truth is that only a heroic action in the future by the president could mitigate this colossal screw-up. Place your bets now if you think old Joe will deliver heroism. Let's start with the reinvigorated jihadist movement. Now, fanatical Muslim killers have a huge safe haven in Afghanistan. If they have cable in hell, Osama bin Laden is dancing with the devil. As Americans endure the 20th anniversary of 9/11 later this week, terrorists all over the world have reason to mobilize. A weak U.S. president encourages that. than there is Great Britain, America's most important ally. The government there apparently thinks Biden is a ninny. Even leftist Brits are generally appalled that the USA did not work with Downing Street in abandoning Afghanistan. China and Russia have to be very pleased by Joe Biden's failure. Expect trouble from those countries shortly. But it is in the United States where the consequences will be most immediately felt. Joe Biden is now a weakened leader. All the job approval polling demonstrates that. So his domestic agenda will be far more difficult to pass. Many in Congress believe he is a detriment to this country. So his bully pulpit is receding fast. Independent-minded voters have eyes. They clearly see that Biden is not really in command, and his policies have been terrible at the southern border and in Afghanistan. Economic hardship may likely follow, and that will absolutely alienate working-class Americans. Joe Biden can hide, but he cannot run from his circumstance. Again, only a big win by the president will reverse his very visible failures. He is now being compared to Jimmy Carter as the midterm elections loom. It is not completely over for Mr. Biden, but he is behind by many touchdowns in the first quarter, and the entire world knows it. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where we have a wide array of analysis posted each day, and we do the No Spin News, my television broadcast, each evening. Also, my book, Killing the Mob, available everywhere. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Continuing a trend that began in 2016, the National Football League will once again permit players to promote social justice on the field this season. The league now allowing athletes to place pre-approved slogans on their helmets, including phrases like Black Lives Matter and Stop the Hate. Last season, the NFL featured the names of people who were killed during altercations with police, like George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. Said one NFL spokesperson, quote, "It's an opportunity to highlight messages that are important to the league, players and personnel, and our communities," unquote. Critics of the NFL's decision say the league is foolish for injecting social justice controversies into football games that could alienate millions of fans. But the end game on this controversy is all about money. Each year, the National Football League generates $20 billion in the USA alone. The most valuable team in the USA, the Dallas Cowboys, worth more than $5.5 billion. The average NFL team is valued at about $3 billion. Not surprisingly, some of that money trickles down to player salaries. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback, Russell Wilson, inked the largest deal in NFL history, 4 years at $140 million, including a record-breaking $65 million signing bonus. Other high-paid players include Ben Roethlisberger and, of course, Tom Brady. Not all athletes command that kind of money, though. According to the NFL's collective bargaining agreement, the minimum salary for a rookie is $480,000. A player with 3 years' experience makes at least $750,000, and those with 7 or 8 more years, about 900,000, although players playing that long are rare. The NFL can posture and virtue signal all at once, and it will, until revenue starts to decline. If the fans get angry and income drops, owners will quickly stop all the activism. At this point, big audiences remain for pro football, despite the social justice campaign. But that could change. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.